Hello, social media friends. It's Jeremy rolling with Triple R. Well, I guess if I'm going to start doing this every evening and just picking a topic this evening, it has to be court, like district and circuit courts or however your courts are taken care of in the state that you live in or the country that you live in, if you're listening to this in another country. But I'm telling you, 20 plus years of professional bail. Boy, it sure has changed over the last 2 to 3 years. I mean, everything was rolling along pretty smooth. Victims were getting justice. The accused were being held accountable and having their day in court. And now it is like, I don't even know why I'm saying the word like. I hate that word. But now it is, it's a struggle every day. I mean, it is just a struggle to get people to go to court. And then it's a struggle to work with the courts on information and court dates changing and continuance orders being put in with show causes being sent out. It is beyond a 24-hour business anymore. I mean, it's 10:30 Central Standard Time here in the great state of Arkansas, and I'm literally probably just now getting about an hour away from today's court of being done, trying to get things updated, you know, because with our app, our clients can check in at court and they can upload their court documents and stuff like that, and that's all, you know, goes into their file, and because we're pretty much paperless, but it's just an absolute struggle. I mean, courts these days put bondsmen in a position like the day before yesterday. I just said that word again. Day before yesterday, I get a show cause on the individual, and then I go into Court Connect and looked, and the attorney's already filed a continuance order, and to remove, the warrant was removed. But, I mean, if let's just say, for instance, that I sent a couple of our recovery individuals out and picked this individual up, come to find out he had a warrant. So, I mean, you really have to watch. You really have to watch and be on top of your crossing your T's and dotting your I's, because it's crazy. And when getting back to the victims, I've just never seen so many cases dropped or so many cases just not wanting to be pursued. It's unbelievable. So if you're a victim of a crime, you need to be diligent and have communication with the DA's office or the prosecutor's office, and really push it through. Because I'm sad. I'm actually sad to see how many victims these days are going without any type of justice. And it's just like people can just do whatever they want to do, and they're hardly being held accountable. Now, there are some great prosecutors out there, don't get me wrong, especially here in Arkansas. But stuff that I see on national news, people just being able to walk into to gas stations and convenience stores and steal things without. I watched a video earlier today where somebody walked into a Home Depot and just loaded it up with a bunch of drills, and they couldn't stop them or confront them or anything. I was like, that would never happen where I live. And somebody starts thieving a bunch of stuff like that, I promise you, a concealed carry holder is probably going to hold them down, or somebody in that store is going to get tackled, and nobody's going to be able to do stuff like that. So I really just don't understand what's going on in this world. I mean, my parents raised me better than that. So there's some type of mentality that's going out here, and a lot of it is being pushed from these prosecutors like Gascon and public defenders like Scott Heck up in New York. These type of people, they use social media daily that just pushes this false propaganda on things, and it's sickening. And people just have this mentality now that there's absolutely nothing you can do to me, because by the time you take me down to the jail, I'm going to be out just instantly like that. And that's dangerous. That's a dangerous mentality to have. And, you know, they talk about jails and prisons and things like that being full. It's because we, as Americans, failed to prepare for crime and population growth of the criminal element. We have failed to do that across the board, not only in jails, but in rehabilitations, with employment, with things like that. We have just failed, and now it's getting to a breaking point to where it's the unlawful are outpopulating the lawful. That's kind of my two cents. I didn't want to ramble a whole bunch tonight. But that's how I feel. Shoot me a message if you got any counterpoints. Would love to hear them. Y'all have a great evening. Have a great Wednesday. Be safe out there. I'll be talking about driving probably tomorrow night. Y'all have a great night.